it's time. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, look at my phone. I'm down to only 6% power. Oh, and I don't have my charger. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We will welcome a new contributor to the program, Kate James, who will be joining us from time to time to talk about consumer issues and how they affect you. Well, the first one we are going to tackle is the fact that women actually need to spend more in the HBA section. You know what that is, health and beauty aids. They're spending more for deodorant. They're spending more in a lot of things. And as a man, I'm thinking, well, you know what? I'm saving money, but for women, it's quite a concern. So Kate will join us in studio and we will talk about it and we will have some of those items and wonder why are they more expensive for ladies? And then, speaking of ladies, Susie Cerrone will stop by with another edition of Parent Tip. We're going to talk about kids and money and the fact that kids at some point need to realize that money does not, in fact, grow on trees, and how you handle it when your kid constantly has his or her hand out and they have to realize that sometimes you need to say no. And then Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by weird things that you can actually bring on a plane, but you would probably think, there's no way they would allow me to take this on a plane. And yes, you can, and we'll talk about them. We start things off this hour with your phone. It is your lifeline. It is your best friend. You may even think of it as your spouse. I don't know. What happens when your phone starts to lose power? When do you panic? Do you panic at 50%? Do you panic at 40%? Do you panic at 30? What about 20? 20 you'd normally get, at least for me and my Samsung Galaxy. My little battery turns, the image of the battery along the toolbar on the top turns from white to yellow. And then when you get to 15%, you get boop, 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 uh-oh. And a little warning box, hey, you better go get the charger because we're down to 15%. And then you get to 10, and the battery image turns red. And down you go, 6, 5, 4, 3, and that's it. Sometimes it doesn't even take to get to zero, and all of a sudden your phone doesn't work. What if your charger doesn't work? That happened to me. I have had the same Samsung S3 for a little more than a year and a half. I love the phone. It does everything I need it to. But all of a sudden, when I would plug the charger in, it wouldn't charge. Or it would constantly reset itself as if I had just put the charger into the phone. So I went and bought a charger from one of the discount department stores. Kind of worked for a couple of days, then it didn't. So then I had to go to my phone provider and go to one of their local stores, and the guy couldn't have been nicer. How's this for service? I walk in, they had just opened up, I explain the situation, he puts it on the charger at his little workstation there, and it's charging. Wouldn't you know that the charger they use for the S5 that's out right now is just inherently slightly larger than the input for the charger for the S3? So he was quite nice. He took a charger out of a box of a brand new phone, handed it to me, and sent me on my way. Didn't cost me anything. I've been with his phone company since 2007, have no plans to switch, and I won't switch now. But it fits in there nice and snug. It turns out that the older charger and the charger that I got from the discount department store was just slightly too large, a bit askew. So when you put it in there, you would wear out the port, the opening, and so it wouldn't charge properly. So I was instructed never, ever, ever use a phone charger that you didn't get from the phone provider, be it an iPhone, be it a Samsung, whatever it is. When you go into the dollar stores or the $5 stores and you start buying phone chargers in there, you're setting up to kill your best friend. Your phone will not like you for it. So you try to save a couple dollars here and there, and then you're going to have to buy yourself a new phone. Words to live by. And, you know, isn't it awful, though, when you sit there and you watch that phone just wither away? It's like watching a friend on life support. Stay with us. Why women need to spend more in the health and beauty aid section. Kate James, right around the corner. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This racer won 3 Indy Series titles and was always considered among the most cerebral drivers. He won the Indianapolis 500 as both a driver and an owner.
And Bobby Rahal has won his first Indianapolis 500.
So, where is Bobby Rahal now? Bobby Rahal never left racing. He became an owner-driver in 1991. After his partner left, a late-night icon bought into Team Rahal. Bobby's biggest success is his automotive group, which boasts 14 dealerships throughout Pennsylvania. And driving between those dealerships is how Bobby's wearing tires down today. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, do you ever get motion sickness? Well, if you do, it's absolutely one of the most no-fun things in the world. Would you like some ways to minimize the yuckiness of it? Here's the science of it. Motion sickness, it's caused by mixed signals from your eyes, muscles, and inner ear. Each is in conflict with the other about your state of motion. What to do? Well, if you're in a car, you want to sit as close to the driver as you can. On a ride at a theme park, you want to look in the direction of the spin. And if you're on a boat, well, good luck. You might want to check with your healthcare provider before you sail for medicinal assistance.
Let's go. Let's boogaloo till we puke.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Find an anchor, hold on to stabilize your muscle signals, look straight ahead, sit still, and hold your head upright. These cheap tricks will minimize the intensity of motion sickness. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.